Joining us in the Radio St. Pete Thrive DTSP studio is Chris Steinacker, President and CEO of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce, here today to talk about the historic gas plant district and the Tampa Bay Rays city proposal, Heinz proposal for redevelopment of that site. I know the chamber feels it is a very important decision that will be made here in the next few weeks.
We certainly do, and thank you for having me back. Mm-hmm. You know, last time I was here, I talked mostly about the chamber, so I'm glad you're having me able to talk about what the chamber stands for. This is what we stand for, Joe. We have been part of this process. We've been part of the Rays process for as long as they've been in our community, even longer. So our Chamber of Commerce has a history. In fact, Al Lang, who was part of the Chamber of Commerce, helped start this whole thing over 100 years ago. Right. We knew that baseball was impactful for our community. We don't want this deal just because of baseball anymore, though, Joe. I mean, hold your ears there. Like, I am a big baseball fan, but and most of us are, and we know that the actions that it brings. But this is an opportunity to build, rebuild a beautiful neighborhood back to what everybody in our community really needs. We really do need more housing of all kinds. We really do need places for people to work. We really do need places for people to be. We really do need to take a parking lot, put back a grid system, start putting up buildings and restaurants and hotels and everything else that's going to bring to our community. So the process that the mayor was elected on, that he told people he was going to do, we've been watching that. We've been working with everybody who's been part of that process. We've seen how the Rays and Heinz came to the deal. They offered the best package, and so the mayor and his team and the county and their team have been working so hard these last few months to make sure the deal works for everybody. What I really want everybody to understand is it's a public-private partnership. Is St. Pete trying to sell this for highest and best use and trying to make all the money? No, absolutely not, nor have we ever done things like that. We invest back into the businesses that are part of this as well. So what you really have is an amazing opportunity as a citizen of St. Pete to have new options to work and live, and you're not going to pay for it through your taxes. This is not what I really want people to understand is you won't be asked to add a penny to your sales tax or to your real estate tax. This actually will relieve some of that because as you create economic development drivers, you start creating more property wealth and more opportunities for that wealth to come into your community. So those existing citizens, if we're feeling the pain of things going up and we're concerned, these are the kind of investments you make so that things can become easier for everybody. And this is that kind of program where if we say no, Joe, I really sincerely believe that parking lot will become an amazing place for your grandkids and mine to learn how to drive as a driver's ed course, because that's where I taught my kids how to drive on that parking lot. I think we're going to have a parking lot for at least 7 to 10 years based on this was a process. And if we go back to the drawing board, this drawing board took 10 years. Why would it take anything less?
And the Heinz Rays connection goes back even further than that. Heinz, one of the premier developers in the world, and they've been attracted to this.
Oh, my gosh. And that's why we thought we won the lotto. When you get a group like Heinz with the resources they have in the environment we have right now, it's not conducive for a lot of businesses just to throw down money because of the cost of money right now. Heinz has the balance sheet. The Rays have a balance sheet. So as a partner, the city has found some of the strongest partners. And here's the best part is when Heinz, as the largest developer in the country, comes to your community, they bring resources too, but then they also everybody else in the country looks around going, what's Heinz doing there? Why are they investing so much? What's happening? And that attracts a lot of others. So it really is a way to welcome the community into our next renaissance. And I really believe the right partners are at the table.
Right. And this is something that, if approved, in most likely in a June City Council meeting, as I understand it now, that shovels would be in the ground this fall. So this is not years away. It would start right away.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, this parking lot could be started. You could start having those issues. Right. Literally, in November, we believe we can break ground. And we do believe if we break ground in November, we can have a baseball game in a new stadium with a new activity center, with a great street crowd, with all those things we were looking for by 2028. So, tick-tock. We've waited a long time. We've gone through a bunch of mayors and administrations and processes to get here. We're calling the vote, and we're asking City Council and County Commission to consider the great work that the county and city leaders have done and ask to approve the deal.
Great. Chris Steinecker, President and CEO of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.